Born and Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Jason, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Ryan, Ryan Tran. I'm born and raised in Edmonton.
There.
Worked here in the restaurant industry for around 12 years now. Going on the 12th year, I should say. I've been bouncing around a few places.
All right. What do you do in the restaurant industry?
Anything that involves in front of the kitchen, I've probably done that. So I've been a server, been a busser. I've hosted a little. I mainly bartend. That's where the vast majority of my time is. I've been the bar manager. I've opened a bunch of restaurants. I'm part of the opening team, that type of thing. It's all about just being out there, making the connections, talking to people all the time.
Okay, and so what initially got you into this industry?
Well, the first thing was flexibility. Flexibility of time, because I started, like a lot of other restaurant folks up, and they'll know exactly about this. You're just out of school, you need something, you're going to university, it kind of fits in with the whole time frame. You're doing X amount of courses per week, and then after that, you need a little bit of spending money afterwards, go out with your friends, go visit with the family, take a couple trips, something like that, anything. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you just stuck with it. This was it.
And I stuck with it. I mean, to be fair, like, I love people. I love people in general. And that's, if there's one thing, that flexibility is what got me in the industry. Yeah. It was actually talking to people and meeting new people all the time that kept me in the industry.
Right.
Of course, we all love food, good booze, good everything like that. So that was, I'm going to say, like, an added bonus on top, and just seeing all of these things.
Okay, absolutely. Let's talk about booze for a second.
Okay.
What's your go-to drink?
Ooh, where am I drinking?
I love that you made this more complicated.
Where am I drinking?
Okay, well, we'll start here.
Okay. Somewhere like here, well, I'll try like anything on their house cocktail list. Someone put some thought, some effort in there, I'll hit one of those right away. If I'm going right off, just off work, or stopping by for a quick one, I'll do a double gin soda. Least amount of sugar, most amount of fun, least amount of pain tomorrow, that type of thing. Okay. If I'm going somewhere that they're trying to be a little more fancy, after, of course, a house cocktail, I'll either go to a bourbon Manhattan, which, rest in peace, can't see a lot of bourbon up here nowadays, but, you know, we stick with the Manhattan. Or I will be a pain in the bartender's ass, and I'll ask for an espresso martini.
Okay. I'm going to rewind on this Manhattan for a second.
Absolutely.
Why are you picking a Manhattan over an old-fashioned?
A Manhattan is almost like an old-fashioned, straightforward, right? Straightforward. And do you know the history of old-fashions? So the history of old-fashions, right, is that back in the Prohibition era, you got what you got, what the bar had, which was kind of like illegal in that type of way, but you'd order a cocktail, they put the whiskey in, usually with a sugar cube, depending on where you are. In the States, you got everything from sugar cube, you douse it with bitters, then you muddle that, or you put a splash of soda, you muddle that. If you're in Wisconsin, that's a completely different old-fashioned too.
Okay. Right?
But it's a throwback of when it used to be, and that's what they say nowadays, is there's 100 ways in all they'll make an old-fashioned, and they're all correct, as long as they have these ingredients. Bourbon, water, sugar, and bitters. So the thing nowadays is it's a holdover, and that's where people used to order, I'll have a cocktail the old-fashioned way, right? And that's where that cocktail originated from.
Ah.
So it's straightforward, and to me, an old-fashioned is a practice of how good the whiskey is, what type of whiskey you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a Manhattan, to circle back, a Manhattan is always a practice of how well you keep the red vermouth. So just a touch of sweetness in there. And one of my funnest facts is like the build of a Manhattan is in the 212. So 2 ounces of your whiskey, whether rye or bourbon, rye traditionally, 1 ounce of red vermouth, 2 dashes of bitters, similar to the area code of Manhattan proper.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was awesome. This guy said he was nervous. Jesus. Okay. That was, round of applause from the crowd. So you obviously know your craft.
I hope so.
Yeah.
No, I better now at this time.
Wow, that's wild. All right. I love whiskeys.
Hell yeah.
My go-to is Double Jameson's Neat. It's just easy. It's there.
Yeah.
Some of the Japanese whiskeys like that I've been experimenting with, wild. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
If I'm coming in as somebody who does drink whiskeys,
yes.
Well, what would you recommend somebody like me drink?
I would ask what your specific palate is and what you were looking for in a whiskey. If you're looking for something that burns a little further, you want something, you know, watered down a bit, but we're looking for like a process that's kind of really traditional, I'd say, oh, why don't you try a scotch? Then we go into scotches. That's a whole topic of this discussion on its own. You want something a little more delicate than scotch, but similar? Japanese whiskey, as we know, it's a Japanese person. They went to Scotland, they learned how to make whiskey. You want something a little bit sweeter, very nice in cocktails in general, bourbon, right? Rye, Canadian whiskey, can't beat it as well. Works fantastic in a lot with a lot of depth and complexity. It's just there's a lot in terms of whiskey that you can go after, especially that a vast majority of them have so many like hints of baking spices, earthiness, right? That type of thing. So always the first time if someone came up to me and asked, I'm looking for a type of whiskey, my first question is, what do you normally drink?
Right.
Talk to me about that. We'll work from there. All the time.
Dude, what bar do you work at?
I work at Bar Brico right now, Bar Mimi soon,
yeah.
Bar Henry. I've worked at a variety of bars.
Dude, wherever this guy's at, as somebody who used to spend a lot of time in bars, a lot, like, I am thoroughly impressed, bro. Like,
I appreciate it.
Wow, that is wild. So, like, when you're working in all these industries, because there's a bunch of different establishments.
Yes.
What's the one theme that you find that like just brings you to the type of work you do? Because the facility changes.
Absolutely. At this point in time, I've always specialized. Like when you go into bartending, you'll find at some point in time, a lot of bartenders want to specialize in something. Either they want to go into just whiskey, they want to go into gin, they want to go into like tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Or wine even, you know, sommelier, beer, Cicerone, that type of thing. I've always loved to be, being a cocktail bar, working with cocktails in general. I'm not a huge fan of the term mixology. It's a bit too pretentious for my taste. Personally, I have the utmost respect for people that take that seriously as a craft. Me, myself, I'm a cocktail bartender. Call me intoxicologist if you want, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, a lot of times the reason why I've jumped around a lot, the environments, not only just for the people, the style, fine dining, you know, elevated, and the more like pub, dive bar, pubs, that type of thing. What I usually do is after a few years or a year and a half, I usually work a couple bars at the same time. It's just for me to learn a standard little genre of alcohol at every single place. And then at the end of it, I'll go to somewhere where I can put all of that knowledge together.
Yeah.
So right now, currently, Bar Brico, it's an Italian wine bar. I didn't know shit about wine at all until I started there. Italian wine in particular. I learned so much now. Grappa, right? Amaro, the Italian side of it.
Right.
But before, I've worked in places where bourbon was was at the utmost. I've worked where gin was at the utmost. I was the bar manager of Añejo in the Brewery District, and I opened that, and so I learned a lot about tequila.
Yeah.
So just seeing how it all works together, and then you kind of create with these spirits that most people, you know, they smell, they're like, oh, that's too much for me. But when you can create something where they sip, they're like, wow, this is incredible. And they don't feel anything until they stand up, and they're like, whoa, this is incredible. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Like tiki as well. Rum bartenders, incredible. Shout out to Honey Honey. Right by the Ice District. They are incredibly talented as well for tiki bartenders. Wow.
Okay.
Incredible.
I got to stay away from rum. Me and rum. It's too good.
It's too good, man. It's too good.
So, how long have you lived in Edmonton for?
My whole life.
My whole life here. Oh, wow. Downtown
here,
or what?
Pretty much everywhere in the city, I would say.
Okay.
Every single side other than like the deep south and the northwest, the industrial. So everywhere else.
Yeah.
I've kind of stayed around there, worked at various places around there.
Yeah.
A lot of time in the West Edmonton Mall, of course, as well. But that was just to help me with my trade and getting faster.
Yeah.
Right? It's very volume heavy there.
Fast paced there. What establishments were you working in there? There was a bunch on Bourbon Street, right?
It was sick. Because the thing is, I would work there and then I'd go somewhere else at the same time. So it was 6.5 years on Bourbon Street proper. 4.5, rest in peace, Tony Romas. Right, rest in peace, that place. 2 years at Mr. Mike's, they're still open.
Yeah.
But in that time span, I've worked at Chop at the same time. I was part of the opening team for the Rec Room in West Edmonton Mall
as well.
It was nice to have that separate, like there's a bar, they have their nice stuff, but it's kind of more of a game arcade type of style. I've worked at membership clubs. After leaving there, I went to the Royal Glenora Club. I've worked at the Sawmill. I've worked at maybe like 3 steakhouses now, to be fair. But
yeah. Nice. You mix it up. I like it.
Always try.
Well, listen, unfortunately, he just gave us the signal, so we are out of time. So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shout-out to Flint, who runs this establishment. Absolute gentleman. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity here. Shout out to you guys for doing what you do. I love that you bring in people from all over and you share this with Alberta. And I got to shout out my go-to watering hole, the Industry Dive Bar on 102nd Street, south of Jasper by a bit, The Gardens. Shout out to them as well.
Thank you so much for everything, dude.
Thank you.
For McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, Carrie Apicciulli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope you guys are having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job, man.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Apicciulli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.